It's July 2020, and you're listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast by ZoneBase.org. I'm Rob, and after missing last month, I'm back. Sorry if it let any of you down who might have been looking towards the episode, or whoever just likes the show and wants to listen to it, but I was super busy with moving, and it basically took up all my mental facilities. Just with the way I work and everything, it was just wearing me out. So I just didn't have it in me. So my apologies, but I'm back, moved into my new home, which I'm going to tell you guys right now. I remember when I was in college, I decided to move, packed and moved within the course of like less than a week one time. Now it took like half a year between getting everything, finding it. You know, deposits, arranging, packing, moving. Man, something about being an adult is harder than being a child. I don't know if you guys have heard that or not, but something about that. But I'll move back in and trying to pick back up where I left off, basically. You know, this past weekend was July 4th, and it was my first holiday here at the new home. And man, I usually for July 4th, my family gets together. We cook out, and my brother and I shoot fireworks and stuff. Really love it. This year, just things didn't work out. Not only because the wife and I just moved, you know, my mother wasn't really feeling up to it. My brother, his daughter just graduated, so they were doing stuff with her, you know, what they could do with the pandemic and all, you know, stuff like that. So it just didn't really work out this year. My wife and I did cook out on our back patio. We like grilled out some burgers and hot dogs and cooked up some stuff to go with it. I kind of wish I would have bought some fireworks at least and shot them in the street. Some of my neighbors were doing it. And Saturday night, as I was setting up my man cave, the Zone Base headquarters, you know, we're at that stage of moving now where the wife and I can focus on stuff like that versus where's the TV? You know, that kind of thing. When I was doing some of that Saturday night, I was upstairs in my room setting up my bookshelves. And I was actually re-tacking together. I've got the same bookshelves I use for toys I've had since I was maybe 23. So like 20-year-old bookshelves I bought at Walmart, God knows how long ago. I used to use the same bookshelves to put all my toys on that I had since a child, and I added to them with these ones. Like, I remember when I was a kid, my mother got me and my brother each a bookshelf to put in our rooms, and eventually I got his and was putting all my robots and my Transformers and stuff on them, and that graduated to me buying more bookshelves, and I think I ended up with the set that Mom and Dad had in the living room. But at some point, those old ones from the 80s, you know, they were just laminate particle board bookshelves from like Walmart. So they were falling apart. But these ones I still got. They're in pretty good shape, surprisingly. I just had to tack the backs back on. I don't know how many of you guys have done that where you moved and you had to re-nail the whatever that stuff is that makes up the backing board back to your cheap little bookshelves. I went and bought me like a they used to call them penny nails. I don't know if they're still pennies or what. It's like a dollar for a pack of tiny little nails, and you get a billion of them in there. I think they're like fractions of a cent nails now. Just tacking those things back together while listening to iHeartRadio and just kind of starting to assemble up my own little personal goofball room. Yeah, I was doing that Saturday and Sunday, and it was funny. I had after a little while, this tablet I had bought during the Christmas sales this past Christmas season, I bought it at Walmart for like, I think it was like $40. It's a 10-inch tablet with a keyboard, you know, one of those things. It's the On Walmart brand. It's not the most amazing thing in the world, but in fact, it's not. I've got like a Samsung like Galaxy Tab A from 2016 that still runs perfectly fine. But I had bought this just because, you know, sometimes you just buy things, and it's kind of being my little goofball, I guess, computer for that room, because my laptop kind of travels from my living room to my bedroom up and down with me. And I had hooked up, I got this like speaker from Five Below to hook into it just to kind of entertain myself with while I'm in there, when I'm not playing video games or whatever. And I was like watching Five Faces of Darkness as I was, you know, I was tacking together these shows. I was cleaning off dust, you know, and like I set up this little TV I have with all my micro consoles, which is going to be the station for that. You know, my Switch and my PS4 downstairs in the living room, but I was just like, that's where I'm going to be like playing old games or whatever. I have this mental idea to occasionally stream them on Instagram on how you can stream your stories or what have you. That's my plan. I don't know when I'm actually going to do it. I plan to do other things with that, like streaming stuff. It's just getting to that point, you know. Life can be really hectic and busy sometimes, so it's like, hey, watch me play Super Mario Brothers. Doesn't really exactly come up first, but I was assembling all this stuff, and I was watching Five Faces of Darkness on this tablet on Tubi, and my wife came up to sit in there. I got my old recliner that I used to keep in my living room in there, and she was sitting in my recliner. Like, she was done for the day dealing with putting stuff in her little room. Like, we got her a table and a TV and stuff. She was, like, watching Disney Plus while she was setting up all her stuff for her crafting or whatever. And she was just kind of done for today. Like, this is going to be the couple of hours a weekend project till we're done, you know. It's not important, but we still want to do it. And she was kind of watching it while I was sticking. I have, like, a garage full of Rubbermaid totes of Transformers, like 30-something years worth of Trans. How long has it been since 1984? Don't tell me. Too long. But thousands of Transformers in my garage. And next week I'm going to start bringing those up and working the ones I want to put on those shelves versus the ones that are going to stick in the storage. Because, you know, you just can't keep them all out. I can't do that anymore because, man, I'm only a regular guy. I don't have like a museum to put them all on display in, nor do I think I want to do that. But before I start kind of working the ones I want to put on those shelves up there, but I had like the giant boxes from, like, you know, Funpub BotCon sets and like larger toys like Titan Class Metroplexes and all that, where I'd put them back in their boxes after playing with them because there's not really an easy way to store them. And I got like my old G1 Fort Max. Well, I don't have his box per se. So at some point I lucked up on is it Grand Max? The one from Robots in Disguise from my Car Robots. Somehow I ended up with two of his boxes, even though I didn't get that toy. I had a chance to. I remember when they were like $100 a pop on Big Bad Toy Store for the Korean version. And I never bought one. I'm really mad at myself for not doing that because I probably would have bought like two or three at the time, you know. But somehow I ended up with the boxes. And one's like full of like Spy Changers and Odd Heroes of Cybertron figures, like just packed full. And the other one, you know, my G1 Fort Max is sitting in, and like Supreme Cheetor from Beast Machines, where they just fit in there. It's a good way to store them. And like, I was sticking all these guys in the closet of that room, trying to keep it organized where I still have more room to kind of put those guys in. Because like, while Rubbermaid totes are great to put in the garage with other stuff, those big old boxes don't really store well except for putting them in something like that, you know. So I was doing that, and my wife was kind of looking at my fish and looking at the tablet while I was doing all this stuff. And I came back up and she was like, okay, what's the— she don't know these guys. She knows like Optimus and Megatron and like Ravage, you know, stuff like that, but she doesn't really know a lot of the other guys. And she was like, hey, who's the one that's like five animals and they all come together and make one big guy? And we're watching Five Faces of Darkness. So I was like, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry about that. I had a phone call. Completely took me out of my range of thought there. But I was watching Five Faces of Darkness, so I knew she was talking about Predaking. So I was like, oh, you mean and just by chance, I had the box of Titan Class Predaking in my hand. I was like, this guy? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, he's neat, isn't he? And she was like, oh, I don't know. I just figured, I fear she thinks he's neat because she likes animals. No, she's really into, she's a big animal nut. And she's like, well, I don't know about that, but they like just all came together and made one big guy. And I was like, okay. And he lifted his foot up and fire came out and your guys are like, whoa. And they ran back. And I was like, yeah, that's one of the things he does. She's like, that was stupid. And ever since then, she's like, yeah, I like all those guns. Why didn't he just shoot them? And I'm like, yeah, the cartoon has its moments. And the thing is, I agree with her. I'm like, yeah, I always wondered that too. Why didn't he just like do something that he couldn't have done? Really? Why didn't they just stay together and just shoot at that point? They could have just kept shooting. But instead they're like, hey y'all, let's take all this time to form Predaking. Yeah. Well, we do something the individual member could have did on his own. That's one thing about Transformers that's always been kind of funny is that the combiners will combine usually prematurely, like they're like, all right, Constructicons, we're here. All right, make Devastator. I could do things on my own, you know, I don't have to always be Devastator. Just do it. You know, they never really take any time. They just show up and makes you wonder why they bothered even being in, like, all right, we're here. Let's go ahead and just merge. Don't even worry. Hey, I'm my own person. No, you're not. You're the left arm. Come on. Let's get to, come on, Team Devastator. There's those points where you're like, hey, Megatron, when you guys came up with Menasor there, maybe he just turned into five cars and then the cars made Menasor. There's not really a point of all. You know, with Bruticus, you get it. They were all like criminals and stuff. And like Swindle was his own guy compared to the other guys who were like, we're our own guys too. Really? Yes, we're all part of Bruticus. But Swindle, you know, he got his own episode, you know. But like the other guys, there's always like, yeah, they're really just part of a group. You know, they never really put much into them. And when they usually did transform together, it was like, all right, time for some big guy action. No, they're just kind of yelling O'Doyle rules and doing something they could have did without combining. But it was always really cool when they fight each other. But I've been kind of laughing at that since then, because like I forgot what we were doing last night. We were moving from downstairs back upstairs, and she just like lifted her foot and went, that was stupid, and kept walking. So I got the feeling she's not a fan of Predaking now. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't have a whole lot to talk about this time. I'm still kind of wiped from moving. I just felt really guilty about not doing anything. Another thing I did want to talk about, though, this coming weekend, which the date has escaped me. Let's see. Today is, as I'm recording this, it's the 6th. So this coming weekend of July will be Kaiju Con Line, which is a online kaiju convention being held by the guys behind the Collect All Monsters. I guess it's not really a podcast. It's like a stream they all do, like a YouTube channel. And Kyle, who's part of that, used to run Kaiju Cast, which he still has the accounts for and all that, but he's retired Kaiju Cast, the podcast. They're all running it in lieu of the absence of G-Fesh this year. You know, the pandemic has canceled a lot of things. It's just going to be a weird year, you know. And like other conventions, you know, like San Diego Comic-Con's doing the streaming. I think Pete's Robot Con is doing an online version. There's a bunch of online cons happening this year, which I'm kind of down for, because traveling to these things has gotten to be really out of the question. It's one of those things like maybe it's because I spent 20 years traveling to Transformers conventions that now I'm just kind of like, I want to travel to like Gatlinburg. You know, I want to make more destination-based trips, you know. And, you know, a state or two over is one thing, but across the country is another, you know, to go to these oddball conventions. But like, I always wanted to go to G-Fest, and that thing's in Chicago, which that is a, I've done made the drive to Chicago a few times for various conventions. And once again, it's one of those like, drive 15 freaking hours across the, you know, several states over, you know, I could fly. Well, right now, flying is not really an option either, but I don't really care for flying. You know, it's one of those things I'll do if I absolutely have to. And be it all said, it might cost what, $200 in gas to drive in like a day versus, good Lord, it's freaking fortune to fly now. I think I had to fly in 2014 for work-related reasons, and I don't want to know how much that cost my company because this is round trip first class. I don't know how much it cost my employer. Had to be a lot, though. But they're doing this online kaiju convention, and they've got a full deck of panels, which will be streaming, and they've got like chat groups lined up where you can chat with other people and like online buy, sell things to be like a virtual vendor's room and stuff like that. And the thing, it's all free. It's all free. If you want to check it out, go to Kaiju Cast, search up Kaiju Cast, and that'll be the quickest way to find out information about it. I know they have a website for it, but man, saying it out loud is not as easy as typing it. It's like kaijucon.line. Something like that. But yeah, so search up Kaiju Cast or Destroy All, Kaiju Cast or Collect All Monsters. If you search up those guys on social media or whatever, you'll see all the information too. Now, I believe Daikaiju Net is also doing a, online streaming thing as well this weekend. I think theirs is like $4, which isn't bad at all. Which, that's not bad at all. Some of these online cons are charging, some aren't. I don't blame them for charging. They had to organize all this stuff and basically pay these people to make presentations. And, you know, guys like voice actors and all that, like, this is their living. You know, this is part of how they make their living, is making these convention appearances. So them doing it for free, it's kind of hard for them later to negotiate appearance fees when they did it for free 1 year, you know. So I understand them having to charge some. I don't know how much they are, but KaijuCon is free. It's a fan run thing. So it's basically other people running panels and all that. It's like an online fan convention, and I'm totally down for it. I'm going to try to watch as much of it as I can. You know, I have, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, and you know, I have like things I have to do other than that, you know, various household duties on top of stuff or whatever. But while I'm home, I'm going to have that Joker streaming and watching as much as I can. I'm really looking forward to it. One of the subjects I bet will come up quite a bit is Kong versus Godzilla got delayed again. You know, it was going to come out this past March, and due to studio reasons, it got pushed back to like November. Between the pandemic and more studio reasons, it's pushed back to next May, which once again, it kind of is what it is. With these big studio things, it doesn't always come to pass the way they plan it to. You know, it doesn't always come out when they anticipate it. But man, after two of them, at this point, I'm like, stop giving me a date. Just let me know it's coming and we're working on it. Because now it feels like, man, what's wrong with this thing? You know, the first delay, various reasons. And I was like, you know, maybe this is for the better, you know. Now I'm like, wow, how much are you having to fix? I think from what I understand, some of the stuff's being refilmed that they shot in front of green screens, and they're just going to shoot it in front of a live thing or whatever. And I'm hoping the movie's all the better for it. But boy, it's got me and the thing is, it's not that I'm not patient. I can wait. Yeah, I can wait till May for this thing to come out. It's okay. It's just after two delays, you start getting kind of like, man, what's wrong with this thing? Is there like some giant glaring issue that I don't know, you know, that's going to come out? Maybe it'll be like, you know, all these odd movies like Justice League or whatever, where there's going to be like 50 director's cuts later or something. Like, this was the original intended. This was the March 2020 version. This was the Thanksgiving weekend 2020 version. You know, maybe there'll be all these different special versions later. I don't know. You know, I love my giant monster movies, but I'll be the first to admit they're not like Citizen Kane or anything. You know, so a lot of times the acting segments, the humans chatting in a room segments usually aren't high cinema, you know. So I understand like that may not be amazing, because some of them are just not that great at all, and you're just watching for the monsters. And then some of them are pretty okay. And then you got some that are just great movies altogether, where you're there for the human scenes, the monster scenes, everything. It's a real mixed bag. But I would be totally understanding if the human scenes are terrible. But if like King Kong just stops and starts doing the floss dance water when there's a Fortnite tie-in, I still won't be too angry because whatever. You know, when you got a big, giant budget movie that's selling action figures and Happy Meals, things are terrible. It's going to happen. I'll deal with it. But I just wonder, you know. But that's what's going down here in Robtown. And I'm going to get out of here. I really hope next month I have it together more to give you guys a much better, that was totally a goofy way of saying it, but it's actually a joke of mine to say much more better occasionally. I'll tell you guys the story later. It's not really a good one. I just think it's funny. But maybe August 2020 will have a much more better episode of Transform Squadron. I just wanted to get you guys something that wouldn't leave you hanging completely for another month here. But thanks every one of you for listening, and thank you all for looking at zonebase.org. I really appreciate it. Sometimes I work harder than others. I'm not going to lie. You know, I say it's hard work doing all this stuff. It's not like digging a ditch in the desert. But, you know, sometimes it can be harder than others to do something like Zonebase, and having people look at it regularly, having regular readers means all the world. You know, if it's one person, if it's a billion people, thank you. You know, I really appreciate it. And you can keep checking it out at zonebase.org. You know, we're in the middle of the spooky summer thing now. We're sliding into scary season. I've bought plenty of Halloween stuff at home, and it's slowly starting to creep out as it started to do in the summer now instead of August. Now Halloween stuff is starting to come out in June, and I'm so thankful. But I'm doing the spooky summer stuff now, which will segue into the Halloween madness around mid-August. So if you like spooky stuff, and judging by the numbers of the site, y'all might like that more than Transformers and other silly things. But please all check it out, zonebase.org. That's where I post it all. And, you know, my name's Rob, you're aware. You can find me on Instagram, at RoboRobSpringer. Now, this show is hosted on the TF Radio Network, which can be found at tfradio.net. And if you check that out, you'll find all the shows and showtimes. And while you're there, Brian Kilby, owner of said network, would absolutely adore you and love you if you checked out all the various ways to support his network. He'd really appreciate that. So thanks everyone for listening. I'll be back. I hope everyone's doing okay. It's a rough year. Hope you're doing good. You know, let's all give each other high fives, even if it's not physical, and we'll get through this. I'll see you guys next time. Later.